This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the things, you know, that I don't think we do enough of is celebrating and acknowledging and recognizing the incredible work that missionaries do all over the world. Excuse me. Now, our next guest is going to be marking 20 years of the work of Mission Cara, and they support missionaries working with some of the poorest and most experienced, which is so expansive. You must have seen so much of this incredible work firsthand yourself.
I did. Thanks very much for having me on. I suppose if I go back to when my first exposure to the work of this whole range of projects, she took in 253 children eventually who lived upstairs in the, on, I think at one stage on the roof. They were fed and educated at school. She had a barefoot teachers program involving her own children who she used to bring out to the rural, the villages outside Calcutta. On a weekly basis, and it was a very good formation for them, if you like, to give them a perspective on what life is like in villages, as well as the fact that they had access to education from this work. She started a very well-known project called the Brickfield School Project for migrant children who are working in Brickkilns in West Bengal, and again, focused on education. She had a social justice component in the education in the school, and it was basically, I suppose, trying to inculcate social justice values in the children and to make them appreciate, like, the value of education and how fortunate they were. And you know, she had an enormous influence on the development of education and innovation, if you like, in India. She was consulted regularly by the Indian government on ways in which to improve access, if you like, for poor children, and on innovative ways to work with them. She was an extraordinary lady, and I was privileged to work with her. I used to go down to her on a Saturday. I was working in another school when I was there. She left. Many people went to work with her on a voluntary basis. One of whom subsequently went off to become a Loretto sister herself, Sister Aura Tracy. And Aura, you might have heard of her. She set up a major program in South Sudan, again with a focus on education. And if you like, the Sister Cyril was the person who influenced her very much.
That ripple effect. Maybe, Kevin, just tell us a little bit more about Mission Cara and your ethos and just some of the work that you do.
Yeah, well, Mission Cara was set up 20 years ago, as you know, by the Department of Foreign Affairs. I was actually in the department when it was set up. I was part of the Irish Aid Programme. And the idea was, if you like, was to give over, if it's like, responsibility for the management and distribution of funding for missionaries to an organization. And it was known at the time as the Irish Missionary Resource Service and subsequently became Mission Cara. So the focus is on supporting development projects that are implemented by missionaries all over the world, in Africa, Asia, Latin America. And in that period, in the 20-year period, they've financed something in the region of 300 million euros worth of projects. It can be including, particularly obviously, education, where missionaries have a very strong background. Healthcare, obviously, much of the work that has been done down the years in healthcare in Africa, the Irish missionary community has been very involved in that. Obviously, human rights work has been at the forefront of a lot of the work they do. And then, you know, supporting livelihoods, basic skills, and even more recently, if you like, in climate, addressing the climate crisis, helping local communities to address the climate crisis throughout the world. So it's quite a varied response, and it's we're probably, as you know, the numbers of Irish missionaries have declined in recent years, but the work continues, and we're happy to say that there is emerging a strong cadre, if you like, of young missionaries now in many parts of Africa, Asia, Latin America, who have from those countries. So many of the missionary congregations have adapted very well. I know, for example, that the St. Patrick's Missionary Society, the Kildegan Fathers, they have currently 90 young men in formation from different countries in Africa. The medical missionaries, Mary, have quite a number of, many of their sisters now from different parts of the world. The head of the Holy Rosary Sisters, the Superior General of the congregation, is Nigerian now, and they have a large number of members who have originally come from Africa. So it's encouraging.
It's incredible to see, I suppose.
The charism is still there.
Yeah, the charism of, you know, our heritage, you know, our missionary tradition of missionaries going from Ireland to the poorest parts of the world, that it's still happening. But I suppose your work is so important because it's about being a part of that journey, you know, strength in bringing different religious organisations together. It's probably hard to sum up just the positives and the impacts that you've seen over the past 20 years in doing that.
Well, I think I worked in the NGO sector, I worked in Irish Aid and Foreign Affairs, and right through my journey for like over 30 years now, everywhere I worked, I came into contact with Irish missionaries, and they certainly stand apart in many respects, because so the sister I mentioned there, Sister Cyril, Sister Cyril spent her whole life, her working life in India. She was there for 68 years. And I suppose she's an example of the whole idea that you stay with communities. So they live in the communities. They learn the local language. They're present when the hard times come. I think of South Sudan, which can be a challenging area to live in for various reasons. Obviously, the war that went on there for many years had a big impact on the country, but the missionaries stayed. They didn't leave, and they were witnesses. And I'm very proud to be associated with that, because they're like little beacons of light for me, if you like, and which they have helped to do. You know, they've made some extraordinary impacts in all the countries that I've worked in. So it's a good news story, and long may it continue.
Indeed, and thank you so much for giving us a little bit of an insight, Kevin, for joining us today. That is Kevin Carroll, who is a Mission Cara board chair, and you can go into the website, you can see all the incredible work that Mission Cara does by going to missioncara.ie. I really feel strongly about that. I think Kevin is right. It's something that we don't celebrate and talk about enough, the fact that there is still so many missionaries in some of the most dangerous parts of the world, the poorest parts of the world, laying down their lives in service of others, and it is a good news story. It is a story of hope.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.